This is the AngloGold Ashanti Annual Report podcast series. Time now to talk to Tony O'Neill, EVP Business and Technical Development, AngloGold Ashanti. Tony, skills is your stock in trade, and given that you oversee the technical aspect of AngloGold Ashanti's business, how hard has it been to build your current team, given all the competition there is for skills?
Lindsay, we've had a very deliberate and patient process to get exactly the right people. We've targeted world-class people, and where we haven't been able to get them, we've preferred to let the positions go vacant. So in saying that, we've actually got a very, very good team of world-class experts. We tend to only pick one per subject. Our attraction for these people is essentially that we have a fascinating, diverse portfolio that's got all sorts of challenges and opportunities. We offer them a hybrid model where people can and live and work virtually, self-manage themselves to a large degree. And at the end of the day, when you start to gather a group of world-class people, it tends to attract like people. So at the moment, we're very fortunate. We've got, in my view, the best technical group in the industry.
So you've almost answered my next question. You seem to have the right suite of skills that you've been looking for.
Across the traditional technical streams and IT, yes, we have. I'd say it's absolutely world class. But our area has continued to grow as we've cemented the group in the organisation. We keep getting given new challenges. Procurement's just come across into our group. So we are in the process currently of, again, finding the right people that will allow us to rebuild procurement in the same model as the other technical streams.
You've mentioned that you've got a great breadth of expertise and also experience in different mining methods and in project planning and execution. Where has your team that you've got at the moment had the biggest impact on the business?
The brief for the team is not to be incremental. The brief is very much about pushing for substantive change, to be lateral and to be of real assistance to the business. Across each discipline, I think we've had major impacts on the business. In mine design, we've worked a lot in South Africa introducing Australian decline techniques with mechanisation and with some really fascinating results. Portfolio optimisation, another of our areas, Cerro Vanguardia in Argentina. We pushed that remain in the portfolio, and it's now one of our strongest performers. Reliability, we've seen major efficiency improvements in South Africa ventilation through some really smart work on fan maintenance. Mill reliability and large equipment in open pits, again, have really benefited from the work that our group has done.
It's going to be tough in the years ahead, though, because I think you've got 25% planned growth at the company. How much of a role does your team play in reviewing feasibility studies and also developing the execution plans that are on the table?
Our team's involved right from the very beginning on all capital projects. Before any capital project goes to the executive committee and to the board, it essentially comes through our area for approval. We are involved from conceptual planning right through the process. It's not just an auditing role, but we actively try and steer the projects into the right format and the right structure. We've largely, through a lot of this work, seen a real improvement in project delivery, both in terms of expenditure and in terms of time.
Tony, you must be proud to oversee the most successful exploration team amongst all the world's gold miners. As far as Greenfields exploration is concerned, do you have the real estate that you need to handle at the moment?
I would answer that we have sufficient real estate currently, but we're always looking for more if it brings a particular opportunity. Our portfolio is very well balanced with early stage through to mature projects. And my sense is our exploration portfolio is in the best state it's been in many years.
Tony Colombo was obviously a standout performer for you back in 2011, the year that's just gone. There was stiff competition, of course, from your homeland, Australia, and also from Africa and the DRC. But with that deposit now at more than 16 million ounces, it surely takes the cake. Do you see that cake getting any bigger?
Colombian projects, La Colosa and Gramalote, are quite special. La Colosa in particular, the 16 million ounces you mentioned, in my sense, will be very much larger than that. Either as an open pit or as an underground mine that we're working on the design options at this point in time. But my sense is this is quite a unique project globally.
I was very interested to see that you've spent some time in Egypt over the past year. How promising is your Houthit prospect over there?
Houthit is one of three prospects that we have in Egypt. My hope is that Houthit will come through and develop into an operating mine. I visited there some month ago, and it's certainly very, very promising. It's in an area that's produced gold over many years, historical gold, and there is no reason, from what I can see, both in terms of location and country, that we can't bring this through at some point to an operating mine.
On to brownfields now. Your brownfields exploration team has done such a good job over the years, replacing depletion and adding ounces from your existing operations. Which of your current producing mines would you say you see showing the most potential to add to your overall mineral endowment?
We're in a really interesting phase where both the greenfields and the brownfields are showing great promise. And I'll firstly go to greenfields. I would hope that we see further discovery in Colombia and in Africa, and also in the Middle East over the coming 12 months. In terms of brownfields, Guinea is looking very interesting. Tanzania is looking very interesting. Across a broad spectrum of I think, good results, they are the two standouts in the brownfield space.
Tony, keep up the good work. Thanks very much for your time. That's Tony O'Neill, EVP, Business and Technical Development at your company, AngloGold Ashanti.